Adam is here with the latest business news.
Thanks, Audrey. There were just under 330,000 .ie domains registered by the end of last year, according to the body that manages the standard. That's down 0.3% on 2021, following a surge in activity during the height of the pandemic. David Curtin is CEO of .ie. He joins me in studio now. David, after so many businesses and consumers moved online in the height of the pandemic, is it a bit disappointing that some of that didn't stick for some businesses?
Well, coming down from a real high, as you say, from over 65,000 new .ie's to 48,000, so back to 2019 levels. It's a little disappointing, I guess, but I think that's still a good performance. It was always, a kind of flight to digital during lockdown. But 48,000 means that, .ie is still the domain of choice for businesses and citizens in Ireland.
Of course, the reality is that for a lot of firms, especially small firms, they may just forgo a website altogether in favour of social media or even setting up their own app. So they may decide they don't need this at all.
Well, the finding is that the website is your primary digital asset. So that's your foundation. You need a good website. Now, from that, you can build out and use social media to bring traffic to your website. Or if you don't want to do it yourself, there are apps and platforms that you can invest in that will help with the e-commerce aspect. But more and more businesses now are putting e-commerce on their own websites.
Of course, a lot of companies are looking for cost savings wherever they can. Maybe are some ditching. If they had multiple domains, they might be reducing down to one or even going for cheaper options like say a .com domain.
Yeah, I think the research shows the price isn't the most important factor. I think the most important factor is probably local. So for Irish people, it tells the globe, tells the world that you're Irish, and then it tells Irish people that you're local. So that's first and foremost. That's very important, as is the security and trust in the .ie namespace.
You mentioned e-commerce. Of course, having a domain doesn't mean you have a website or an e-commerce platform. It's just the first step in it. And in the past, Irish companies have been quite poor at having e-commerce options. Has that changed, especially since the pandemic?
It really has. There has been a massive shift to digitalisation during that two-year timeframe. So before pandemic, we were seeing rates of maybe 33, 35% that had the ability to do online payments. That's now way up in the 60%. So small business, yes, they have digital commerce. They also have productivity tools, and they're not going away. They will retain the benefits of that digitalisation.
You mentioned as well trust being a major issue in cybersecurity as well, ever-growing issue for companies. There was a fall, though, you found in the number of .ie domains with a valid security cert. That's a bit of a concern, isn't it?
It is, yes. We should be seeing the huge adoption of security certs. That's a very basic minimum standard of security for a website. And in the context of the HSE attack, there's greater awareness that attacks are possible. So yes, we would like to see a greater emphasis on that, plus on ongoing security hygiene, good practices.
And is that something that's easy to do, or is it something that people will need to get help in terms of making sure their web presence is more secure and less vulnerable to cyber attacks?
Anyone with a .ie website will find their hosting providers very helpful in helping them to put a security cert in place.
Okay, David Curtin, CEO of .ie, thank you very much for that.